from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go out. Who needs a wake-up call? Let's go to CJ in Atlanta. CJ, good morning. Go.
Hey, good morning, man. Shout out to the Mafia.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Welcome,
CJ. Mo Brito, man.
Made my day.
I really want to talk about, we were based off scheme when it comes to defense for so long. Now we're based off the talent and the scheme. With Raheem Morris, we might as well just call ourselves the dream team of the NFC South, man. They can't mess with us, man.
No, let's not do that. I don't like that dream team.
I just
remember the Eagles dream team. That didn't work out very well.
That's true. Let this man speak, though. Golly.
Hey, like I said, man, shout out to the Mafia, man. No more rise up with a dirty bird.
Mike Mafia.
Great call. And look, man, it's I love what he said there. It's not about scheme, because I think that's been one of the conversations before Judon comes in the fold is, you know, this team under Ryan Nielsen was manufacturing sacks. They were scheming sacks, pick stunts. You really do feel like that even unleashing four right now that Judon, you know, has a possibility of getting home, and it changes a lot of things. So, yeah, I'm excited just for that one facet of what's going on. And even if he doesn't get home, obviously, patrolling the back end with two all-pro safeties. So there you go.
All right, let's go out to that booming utopia known as Dallas, Georgia, and Squid Billion. Squid Billion, what you got?
Morning, everybody. Morning, Eller Squid.
Sir.
Got two wake-up calls and a question for you guys. First, wake-up call to all the pessimistic Falcons fans. You guys got to get hyped, get dirty, and sell your season opener tickets to the people that are already hyped and don't need to see the Falcons to just get excited.
Nice, yes, let's not go. The Steeler people.
Let's go.
There you Falcons, go. Falcons rise up.
Yeah. Need to give myself a wake-up call because I don't have a big enough house or a big enough paycheck to bring home all these animals that I'm seeing on the side of the road. Yesterday, I picked up just a stray kitten off of Thornton Road.
Aww.
Couldn't just leave her there, but, man, my wife is getting stressed. You got to figure something out.
That'd be me too, man.
And question for you guys, favorite sitcom to watch with your partner?
Oh, man. Depends on what time of day it is. If we're going to sleep at night, it's definitely The Office. I'm all over that. If I'm just doing normal things during the day, we're probably watching Friends. You know what I mean? Just in the background.
I'm a big Office guy too.
The Office.
Parks and Rec was good.
Well, Parks and Rec was
did
great.
Did love Parks and Rec.
I appreciate Squid Billion being, you know, good Samaritan out there.
Ron Swanson's my spirit animal.
Yeah. I've always loved that Ron Swanson character too. He's great.
He is
so good.
Let's go to Tevin down in Noonan. Good morning, Tevin. What you got?
Good morning, everybody. What's Mike up? Mafia in the house.
Wham, sit down, boo. Tired of this.
Mike Mafia, yo.
Tired of this. Let him know, man. Let's go.
I just want to say the moves that the Falcons made recently, I think they put them in the same tier as the Eagles and the Packers, just a tier below the Cowboys, Lions, and 49ers. But I will say, with them coming out with a tough schedule coming out the gate, I want to say 5 of their next 7 games after that are against their division. So for them to host a playoff game, they need to take care of divisional games.
Exactly.
Hope
right.
You guys have a good day.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. We had the same conversation with Arch yesterday on the sideline, didn't we, Bo?
Yeah. Tevin, I think it's a good call.
Build in those tie-breaking wins.
But I don't think the Cowboys are up there anymore.
No, I don't either.
I think they've fallen. And I think they're – I think the loss of Dan Quinn, believe it or not, I don't care what you guys think about him as a head coach.
Zimmer's pretty good, dude.
It's not the same, and it got a little stale there at the end with Minnesota and him. I know he's a good DC. I just think they're going to feel that loss. And I also don't know what they're going to be on offense. They got disgruntled players all over their offense. So.
Yeah, you know what's
and
a,
Zeke's
a
their
sneaky,
main back again.
You know what's a sneaky loss for them is Tyron Smith. And I know he's been injured more games than he has in the last 5-6 years. But, man, that guy was a creative player at left tackle for a long time in Dallas. I'll be interested to see what they can do offensively on the ground and how the CeeDee Lamb thing comes out. But I think they're still up there because I think they're really strong on both lines of scrimmage. And I think when you have that, I think you're always going to be an upper echelon team to me.
It's not a bad point.
All right, let's go to Ken in Parts Unknown. Good morning, Ken. What you got?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm a 33 1/3 percenter. So I haven't decided between you guys. I like all you guys.
I love it.
I wanted to say my wake-up call is for Landry Fields, the wrestlers, and the Hawks. You see what the Falcons do. You see what the Braves do. And I'm tired of wasting our lives right now. I'm in my 40s now. And the Hawks is like that son you want to be so proud of, and your other two kids are just making it happen.
Man, brother.
But that one kid, oh, my God.
Ken.
But they got to do something, man. They got to stop getting one player and making us think, oh, they're doing something, and don't make a whole team. Come on now. Yeah.
Ken.
He's just so exhausted and fed up with the Hawks.
Ken is like – I feel like he was my spirit animal there for a minute. Like right. He was speaking everything he was saying. Man. I'm like, I feel every bit of that. Unfortunately, that's how I feel.
Something decidedly unimpressive about that Hawks front office.
Well, he said it too. He goes, so we get rid of a guy, and like, well, we did something. Like, yeah, you traded somebody. I mean, you didn't do anything. We got worse.
No, and that's the thing, is it's funny because before the Judon move, you are looking at the Atlanta. We were comparing this actually 2 days ago, weren't we not? We were talking about before the Judon move, and it's like, you know, they have the Atlanta Hawks like shipped off DeJounte Murray and then haven't done any other moves, and you're like, it's addition by subtraction.
Yep.
I felt like that was the Falcons defense kind of before yesterday. You're like, you know, look, Calais and Bud Dupree are gone, but we're going to scheme up some more sacks somehow, and you're like, dude, where are those coming from? And that you've added, you know, two obviously very pivotal people. You've added, as far as the NFL goes, you've added the two best players on your team.
I called it free agency in August yesterday. When I was tweeting, I was like, hashtag free agency in August. And that's what we've done because you got two of the – I know that Judon wasn't on the market, but he's a top 35 player in the NFL according to the players. And then you got –
Didn't that say something too? According to the players, he's top –
yeah,
whatever in the NFL,
but,
and he's
but guy on Twitter, tell me how old he is.
Right.
And so, and then you got Justin Simmons, who was what was he top 50 or something?
57. 50, yeah, he was 57.
And he was
which
on the
he
market.
Was injured last year, and the year before that he was like 34.
Yeah.
So,
and you go and you
wait. What was his injury last year? Was it a?
What was his injury last year?
I don't know.
Was it a bicep,
pec?
Right?
Was his the pec? Or something like that.
Well, Simmons played 15 games last
bicep,
year.
Yeah, it was the bicep. Yeah, I was talking about Judon.
Yeah, his bicep. Okay, yeah.
Well, it's not a leg, knee, ankle sort of thing.
And
foot.
But you go look. He was the top safety probably the entire offseason that was on the market, and he just didn't get the deal that he wanted. And he was very particular because he could be, and I think you see that he was coveted because he was not just the. Should I remind everyone that he picked the Falcons over teams like the Saints?
Yeah,
he had a chance to go to New Orleans, and he said, no,
point.
I'm coming here.
You know what I love? You know, Falcoholic, I love the Falcoholic. The fan interaction is just through the roof. Then I go to Canal Street Chronicles or the Tampa Bay. Nothing.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of, especially New Orleans, is not a whole lot of.
Our buddy Cody Keeler on Twitter is weighing in. He's saying this Falcon team will win 14 games running away with the South.
Hold on.
I love you, Cody. Just calm down a little bit.
He did
say Terry's definitely better, having the better offseason. So fired up for this year. Love it.
Let's just get. Can we just get to the playoffs?
That's all.
I don't care.
We just do that. Yeah.
Get a double digit win total this year for me. I'm floating.
I'll take 10 wins and then division title, and let's see where we can go in January. That's what I want.
I agree, man.
I don't need too much. I just need to get to January and let's see what we can do.
Health above all else, right?
So is it true Major League Baseball may mandate that starting pitchers have to go at least 6 innings?
Boo this man.
Well, we're going to talk to Grant McCauley next, our own Rays reporter and insider and host of From the Diamond, our own Grant McCauley, going to join us next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.